Governor Abbott delivers 2023 State of the State Address. We cannot let another school year go by without making our schools safer. That is why I am making school safety an emergency item this session. In addition to protecting our children in schools, we must also help our seniors in nursing homes by providing a pay increase for those who care for them. One of the most dangerous places is one you would least expect, a courtroom where activist judges are using low bail to let dangerous criminals back on the streets. Last September, a law enforcement officer in Harris County was murdered by a criminal let out on bail from a prior murder charge. Harris County's revolving door bail practice is literally killing people. In just 2 years, more than 100 people were murdered in Houston by criminals who were let out on multiple felony bonds. We did a lot last session with Senator Huffman and Representatives Murr and Smith to impose tougher bail, but this session we must shut and lock that revolving door by passing laws that keep dangerous criminals behind bars and hold accountable the judges who let them out. To get that done, I am making ending revolving door bail an emergency item this session. Another public safety issue is gun crime. Some want more gun laws, but too many local officials won't even enforce the gun laws that are already on the books. Most gun crimes are committed by criminals who possess guns illegally. We need to leave prosecutors and judges with no choice but to punish those criminals and remove them and their guns from our streets. I want a mandatory minimum sentence for criminals who illegally possess guns of 10 years behind bars. Guns, drugs, cartel gangs. All kinds of illegal activities are assailing our border, all while Washington has abandoned its duty. Texans are furious about the lawlessness caused by Biden's open border policies, and they should be. During the prior administration, we had the lowest illegal crossings in decades, but this past year, the United States set a record for the most illegal crossings ever. Working with Speaker Phelan and Lieutenant Governor Patrick, Texas has done more than any state ever to secure our border. We deployed the National Guard to turn back illegal immigrants. DPS has arrested more than 24,000 criminals and seized enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. I also designated Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations. To relieve border communities from overcrowded conditions, I bused migrants to sanctuary cities in other states, and Texas is the only state in the history of America to build its own border wall. To coordinate these efforts, I hired a former Border Patrol leader named Mike Banks to be the first Texas border czar. Texans should be proud of their National Guard soldiers and DPS troopers who are working around the clock under the leadership of Major General Sulzer and Colonel McCraw. Let's also thank our Texas sheriffs, who are on the front line battling Biden's border crisis. Members of the National Border Patrol Council, including their president, Brandon Judd, work with us every day, and they join us here tonight. We know that more must be done. That's why the House and Senate are proposing another $4.6 billion to strengthen our border security efforts. But know this, illegal smuggling is being aided and abetted by U.S. residents. That must stop. We must impose a mandatory minimum jail sentence of at least 10 years for anyone caught smuggling illegal immigrants in Texas. Doing more to secure our border is an emergency item this session. I look forward to working with Senator Birdwell and Representative Guillen to get this done. Our porous border has tragic side effects. Fentanyl poisoning has now become the leading killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. This travesty must end. I've met Texans whose families were ripped apart by fentanyl. With us here tonight is Veronica Caprosi from San Antonio. Last year, she told me about her daughter, Danica, a bright, young woman lost in her prime because she took a pill not knowing that it was laced with fentanyl. The story of Danica, and too many others, inspired us to start the hashtag One Pill Kills awareness campaign. Mexican drug cartels make fentanyl look like legitimate medicine, even candy. But that one pill can kill. To end cartel killings of Texans, we must do two things: call fentanyl deaths what they are, poisonings, and prosecute them as murders. We must also increase the supply of life-saving Narcan, so we can save more Texans who are ambushed by fentanyl. Addressing the fentanyl crisis is an emergency item this session. No doubt we have work ahead of us, but we're building on a storied legacy. 187 years after Texas was founded, it has never been a better time to be a Texan. Texas is America's economic juggernaut, where a small family business can aspire to employ hundreds and become leaders in their local community, where all Texans can chart their own destiny. Texas is the seat of knowledge, where children will have safer schools to master the skills that will prepare them for the workforce of tomorrow. Texas is the energy capital of the world, where we will strengthen our electric grid to power us for generations to come. Texas is the home of justice, where dangerous criminals will stay locked behind bars, and law-abiding Texans will have their liberty protected. This session, we will ensure Texas remains the leader of this nation as an unflinching force in this world. Together, we will build a Texas for the next generation, the Texas of tomorrow. The First Lady Cecilia Abbott joins me in saying thank you to our fellow Texans. We pray that God blesses you and that God will forever bless the great state of Texas.